Good morning from Crouch End in London. This is Paul O'Mahony speaking to you from a house which is inhabited almost entirely by young actors. These young actors are people who have no money worth talking about. In fact, their only real income comes from other jobs that they do rather than from their acting. My son, Benjamin O'Mahony, has just started his first professional assignment. He's playing the part of Ibsen in a play called The Emperor Self, and I'm sitting in his bed. He's given me his bed to sleep in. He is sleeping off the effects of the second night performing in a most interesting play. And I've just had the great experience of being encouraged. Yeah, that's what this book is about. It's about the value of encouraging other people. Here I am, sitting in London, away from home, tired, looking forward to doing various things today, completely convinced that Audioboo is a tremendous asset that I'm barely scraping the surface of, or plumbing, or whatever the right metaphor would be. And I get a tweet from Frank McNulty. God, I hope I got his name right. But yes, Frank McNulty via Twitter to say that he's actually keen to listen to my Audioboos. And I also got one from a friend, Carrie Stiers from Florida, who also sent me a tweet to say that she was interested in my visit today to the headquarters of Audioboo. So these two people have encouraged me to do what I'm passionate about. I'm completely and utterly convinced that there is some way in which I can make audio really work for me at lots of different levels, and I'm not talking about making money, I'm talking about giving expression to my art in the kind of Seth Godin sense as outlined in Lynchpin. And if you don't know what Lynchpin is about, you are terribly lucky you have it in front of you and you can find the book for the first time and have the treat of discovering a great piece of writing. So there's a great recommendation, or my best recommendation, for Lynchpin. But back to the question of encouragement. You know, it's so easy to assume that people who are doing things don't need any encouragement. They just do them and they're very impressive and they're getting on with their life. But I suspect that even stars, people who we all look up to and think have already made it, that they're really fragile little egos who could do with every single bit of encouragement possible. I'm thinking now of Stephen Fry and the way he almost did a complete runner from the public sphere after somebody said something that he found unpleasant to him. His world kind of collapsed in on top of Stephen Fry and he felt like running away and giving it all up, which is, I think, a totally normal kind of way to respond. I mean, some people protect themselves from admitting that that's what it's like, but it is so easy to be put off that it is so wonderful to get encouragement. So to Frank, who I think certainly is in Ireland, but God, this is embarrassing. I can't even remember. This is about my dreadful memory. I can't even remember if he's based in Dublin or Cork, but he's a journalist and a very fine person to have contact with. And I'm thanking him really for giving me the bit of encouragement to stick with it during the day today, to do the Audioboo material as best I can. Don't worry about whether it's valuable or not. Just do what gives my artistic side vent and enjoy it. And along the way, there are people who are doing very, very different things who can actually, in a peculiar way, be influenced by me, I imagine. You know, if you were just mad about tying flies for fly fishing and completely convinced that this was, you know, part of your vocation in life and that you were really keen to do it well. And you heard somebody in a completely different sphere talking about the vulnerability of being able to be influenced by somebody who encourages you. That might give you encouragement to tie your flies even tighter. I couldn't resist that stupidity. But anyway, look, there we are. Five and a half minutes of a ramble from a bed in Crouch End, where I'm back remembering what it was like in my early days in London, and very much looking forward to the rest of the day. I'll be in touch with you later. This is Paul Omani, Omani Blog on Twitter, saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.